This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
A very, very good day to all the beautiful listeners. Welcome to my program today, Your Assignment, Your Destiny. Today, I would love to speak to you about the wisdom of God. There are three types of wisdom. And I wanted to divide my thought today to you in two parts. The first part, I want to talk to you and just enter and usher you into wisdom today. And so James show us in the passage that there is more than one kind of wisdom. In James chapter 3 from verse 13 until 17, we read, "Who is a wise man and endeth with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his work with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion, every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be interacted, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy." There are a few things I wanted to talk to you today about this wisdom that we have to consider. Your wisdom determines your decisions. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 teaches us that wisdom is the principal thing. The Bible does not say prayer, fasting, or speaking in tongues is the principal thing. Wisdom, because the way you think is deciding the quality of your life. We can pray for you, but if you don't make the right decisions, it can nullify our prayers. Your decisions are a deciding and deciding everything. You are where you are today because of a decision you have made. In Proverbs chapter 2 verse 10, "When wisdom entered into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul." Wisdom can come to you in different ways, but it enters you through your heart. The big question is, what kind of wisdom has entered your heart? That is the big question. In Proverbs chapter 4 and 23, "Keep thou thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." You must learn to protect your heart from what kind of wisdom enters it. What enters you determines what exits you. The heart of man is contaminated with wrong wisdom. When the wrong type of wisdom enters you, it contaminates your heart. And so, when God searches your heart, He's looking for His wisdom. David wrote in Psalms 139, verse 23, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts." The wisdom that enters your heart determines your thinking. The way you think determines the way you feel. The way you feel determines the kind of decisions you will make. The decisions you make determines the quality of your life. So the wisdom of God is the only thing that can keep your heart clean. Because David said in his Psalms, in Psalm 51, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew
the spirit within me. The Bible encourages us to get wisdom and search for it. Yes, in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Wisdom does not come through the bloodline. It is somewhere you have to get it. You can have a brilliant father like David and be a stupid son like Absalom. You can also have a stupid father like Saul, who could not see the anointing on David, but be a brilliant son like Jonathan, who could see the anointing on David. And that's why the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, said, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Wisdom is a treasure that God wants to give you. Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 3, blessings pour over the ones who find wisdom, for they have obtained living understanding. It is more valuable, a valuable commodity, than gold and gemstones, for there is nothing you desire that could compare to her. And that's wisdom. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If God's wisdom is treasured in your heart, the things of God will take priority. You will seek the kind and the kingdom of God, and all the other things will be added unto you. According to Matthew chapter 3 verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God wants you to trust his wisdom. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. God's greatest joy is to be trusted, and his greatest pain is to be doubted. The wisdom of God does not always make sense to our natural minds, but he wants us to trust it. Yes, he wants us to trust it. Delight yourselves in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The word desire comes from the Latin old phrase, de means begotten of, and sire means father. And so, when you walk in the wisdom of God, you will reach the destination he has for you. In Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9, a man's heart devised his way, but the Lord directed his steps. Every human has been born with a purpose and assignment on the earth. This assignment is a discovery and not a choice. The discovery can only be made through the wisdom of God. If God had planned seasons for your life, the devil would want to hold you back from discovering those seasons. If he is successful, you will never reach the destination that God has for you in this life. His greatest weapon is to sidetrack you with the wrong decision. You need a spiritual person to help you reach your destination. May God help us to find and discover the wisdom of God. God bless you. Have a super week. In Jesus' name, amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.